Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Monday to you and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I hope you're doing well wherever you're at. Those of you who are at work, want to just say, listen, work is a good thing. Work is something that we need to be thankful for. And those of you who have possibly been out of work at some time, you do know this. You know that it is a great, great thing. I was reminded of a quote recently, and it said, "The reward of work is not the end of the work. The reward of work is work itself." We need to be reminded wherever you're at today that nothing worthwhile in life is easy. Great quotes that I was just reminded of recently. It's a pretty cool. Lots of interaction, lots of engagement coming in from not only here in America, but love hearing from you all over the world. Those of you that just this week have heard from South Africa, we've heard from Denmark, we've heard from London, we've heard from Canada, from Italy, whether it be on social media or you guys calling in or emailing in. Very, very cool. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, hope you're having a great Monday. When I think about Martin Luther King Day, I think of Dr. King's conviction. And I think about what caused that. And I think about his conviction. I think about, even I have a dream. You think, okay, so the power behind that, what if he wouldn't have had the conviction? What if he would have just said, I have a dream. I hope it kind of works out. There's conviction, you know? I mean, so whatever you're doing in 2016, whatever your goals are, wherever you're headed, whatever you're doing today, I pray that you're doing it with conviction. I pray that your goals this year, that you've got conviction, that you've got believability, whatever you're leading, whatever sphere of influence you have, whether it's just your family, that you're leading out with conviction. Of course, this show has a lot of conviction behind it. We truly believe in stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. We know that this is a mandate straight out of the scriptures that we are to steward this life God's way and for his glory, especially when it comes to our finances. 2,350 verses found in the Bible about money and possessions on how we're to manage these things. And so we're very, very convicted about that. And I want to ask you, have you signed up for a Financial Peace University class? Now, classes are starting soon. It's the beginning of the year. And this first semester here in the spring, they're starting soon all over the place. And you don't want to miss out. I know Holly and I, we are signed up for our class. It actually starts tomorrow night at a local church here, and we're going down. We're just attending. I'm not leading it. I'm sitting in there. Holly and I are going through the Financial Peace University just like you, and so many of you have in the past. And if you haven't, you are missing out. So check out stewardship.com for all those details. And of course, for today's broadcast, make sure you give us a call. The number is 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. This is a call-in show. Those of you that are new to the show, it's where you call in and just kind of ask your questions, or maybe you have a comment, or maybe you just have a testimony where you want to brag on God a little bit. Now, of course, you can email in too at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, that email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Well, our first call is going to be coming in from Dallas, Texas. This is Marilyn. Marilyn, how are you?
Hi, just fine, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Great. Okay, I was calling because I'm thinking about retiring in 2 years, mm-hmm. and I have a mortgage, and I was wondering, should I continue to pay extra principal on my mortgage, or should I be applying more money to my savings to retire?
How young are you?
53.
Okay, 53. And do you have any debt at all? Besides the mortgage?
No.
Okay. Well, how's your savings and liquid cash?
It's okay.
Okay. And how much?
Like 47.
47,000 or 100?
100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And your current salary or your household income?
Like $85,000.
Okay. All right. And how many investments do you currently have?
I don't have any investments.
And are you familiar with our baby steps at all?
Not really.
Okay. Well, there's this thing called Financial Peace University, and 5 million people have gone through it, and it's helped people through Financial Peace University. And I actually want to give that to you. So I'm going to just flat out give you Financial Peace University. So when we hang up, remind me that Amanda will pick up after we hang up, and she will get your address, and we'll send it to you. But really, Financial Peace University is it's got 7 baby steps in there, and it walks you through these kind of scenarios, which one comes first. And so you go through the baby steps, and it's first of all, you want to have a $1,000 emergency fund. You've already done that. You've got $1,000 put away. Then you want to pay off all consumer debt. You've done that. So you've got baby step two done. Baby step three is to build that emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of monthly expenses. So you can decide between 3 to 6 months what, you know, how risk averse you want to be. But after you've done that, then you're going to go to baby step four, which is to put away 15% to long-term retirement, a long-term investing, 15% of your income towards that.
Okay. And
so we'd recommend a Roth IRA for that first, would be where you'd put that. After that, it would be funding for college if that's needed for your kids. And then after that, it would be paying off the house. It'd be paying off the house after that. So that's the order. So you want to make sure you're doing 15%. So for you, I would do your first 15% towards retirement savings. And then anything above that, I would do pay extra on the house.
Oh, okay.
But don't bypass the 15%. 15% is a good number. And for you, being 2 years away from hopeful retirement and you're being this far behind on that end, you're great on the debt end. You're even okay on the savings end. But investment end, you got to catch up a little bit. So you might want to up that 15% a little bit more. But 15% would be the minimum, and then you want to pay off that house. I don't want you to go into retirement with a mortgage. I really don't. I want your focus to be on Psalm 78, verse 4 says, tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he's done. I want you to be in retirement being able to just focus in on that, bragging on God to the next generation, not paying off a mortgage. So let's get that done before you retire, okay?
Okay, so you're saying put 15% away and don't worry about the mortgage yet.
Correct, right, unless you can want to do extra on that too at the same time. But the 15%, you start with your first 15% that you have allotted towards investments to go into long-term investments, and I would recommend a Roth IRA. And of course, on stewardship.com, we have endorsed local providers. They're financial experts that we recommend, that we've vetted, that we highly recommend. So check them out. It's called ELPs, our endorsed local providers. And they can set you up with that Roth IRA.
Okay.
All right. Well, Amanda, we're going to give you a Financial Peace University, okay? So I'm going to hang up, and Amanda will get your address, and we'll send it to you for free.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marilyn. Our next call comes in from Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Danielle. Danielle, Hi. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my honor. How can I help you?
I just wanted to give you a little background before I give you my question. I am a registered nurse, and my husband and I have 2 children. I was working full-time up until the second child was born, and now that he's here, I wanted to stay at home. And we, you know, my husband and I have a conviction for me to be home, and my husband would rather work even 2 jobs if he needs to, you know, in order to support us and have me be home with the kids. And so now as a nurse, I'm working less than part-time hours, actually. But we just finished FPU, and so we do have about $36,000 in debt, mostly student loans that we need to finish. And I was basically wondering, what would you tell a mom, you know, who has the conviction to be home but could really help pay off the debt faster, you know, if I work more, obviously.
Yeah. How old are your children?
I have a 3-year-old, and now my son is 1.5 almost.
Okay. All right. And where do you think the conviction's coming from? I think it's important before you make this kind of decision, you got to separate guilt from conviction versus social pressure. I just want to make sure that that's, you know, it's a conviction from you, not from some outside source.
No, I truly believe that it would be best for my kids if I was home with them all the time. I had a stay-at-home mom growing up, and, you know, I love that she was there for me all the time. I want to be there to teach my kids. We've talked about possibly homeschooling in the future when they get to that age. And so I believe it's a biblical, you know, calling for me to do this.
Okay.
I guess that would be my answer, is that I feel that God is, you know, he would want me to do this, and I feel like it's the best way I can honor him through ministering to my children that way.
Good.
And my husband agrees with me, too, so he's in support. It's just that I think I have more of the guilt, since it's mostly my debt from school, and I know it's our debt now that we're married, but, you know, that I just feel bad that I could be helping pay it off faster, and, you know, if I were to work more, but I don't want to sacrifice, you know, my kids.
Right.
Do that, so.
Well, it's definitely a tension to be managed. Some tensions in life aren't solvable. But so you got to kind of find a compromise in the middle. This conviction from staying home, because you want to do both. You want to be able to pay off these student loans as soon as possible with your help, your monetary help, and you also want to stay home. So it's not really solvable. So let's try to find a solution within that. I like the word conviction better than guilt. I really would like to strike guilt from your vocabulary. I don't think guilt comes from God. I really don't. Conviction's a much better term. How long, have you dissected how long it's going to take you to pay this off either way, you staying at home and you working?
You know, we haven't really done that to see both ways. Right now, my husband just started a new job in sales, so we will have time and a regular income, but yet we have the potential for him to make a lot, so it'll kind of depend how the next year goes. You know, I could make anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000 probably, and you know, I just don't know what my husband's income will be in the next year. So you know, he was saying, you know, he'd rather work. He works, also has some real estate business on the side, so he can make some quick money doing that too, but or at least in bigger chunks, I guess.
Yeah, the big thing here, Danielle, I'm hearing a lot of good stuff. The one is that you guys are on the same page. I don't hear any tension between you and him. That's huge. Here's what I would focus on. I would change the focus on how much monetary gain you can do, and change the focus on how can you lower expenses at home. So there's a lot of ways you can do that with couponing. There's a lot of ways you can do that with strategic buying, with long-term planning, with just strategic thinking on how you guys can be cutting expenses. And that's one way you can do it. Another thing is to take more off his plate as he decides to take a second job, which I'd highly recommend. That's kudos to him that he's willing to do that. It shows a lot of your guys' teamwork and the strength of your marriage, but how can you take more off his plate so that he can focus and do better at work? Maybe one more sale in real estate, because now you've taken off the responsibility of maybe something he's done in the past, where, you know, he's, I don't know what the, maybe it's, he's always done the dishwasher or something that's minor, but something where, you know what, I'm going to take that on. I'm going to take this on. I'm going to straighten up the garage, whatever it might be, but you could take some pressure off him at home where he can hyper-focus for a season on work. And, when he comes home, he can spend quality time with the kids and with you and not be doing things around the home, but hyper-focus on his two jobs now.
No, that's wonderful advice. Thank you.
I would love
to support him more since he's chosen to work so hard, you know, and allow me to be home too.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think I hear a lot of health in the way you've worded your question. It's very healthy. That's what I would recommend, how much you could take off of him. And, you know, and from a spiritual standpoint, just remember it's not guilt. You know, Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So conviction, you know, wrestling with that is a good thing, it's not that guilt. That's trash. That's not you. You don't got time for that. You apparently are too close enough to God to be dealing with guilt. So, no condemnation, Danielle. You're doing great.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, folks. Well, I got an incredible post on Facebook. It says, I've been listening to your podcast every day and had opportunity to listen to it a lot over the weekend. Love the advice that you give, and I pray you are quickly able to obtain your paid-for-with-cash house. Be blessed. You know, every time I get one of those from y'all, it's more and more accountability, more and more pressure, because I'm in the same boat as you. I'm feeling the same pressures that you are. I see the good deals, you know, in the magazine or the newspaper. I drive by a house that looks good. And yeah, I could put, you know, quite a bit down and have a very low mortgage payment. But, you know, I've settled this in my spirit that God's telling me, for me personally, not to do it. to wait out and pay cash. So I just wanted you guys to know that I am feeling that same, you know, we all have pressures. We have goals and we're trying to reach our goals. So we're sacrificing in areas. We're being disciplined in some areas. We're applying those scriptures. And for me, the magic date, just to make this public for a little bit more accountability, is May of 2017. And I'm really trying to model this for you guys to sacrifice and discipline. And we are looking to buy a house in cash in May of 17. And of course, we know our plans are just earthly plans. God can do whatever he wants, but May of 17. But thank you so much, Jeanette, for that fun post on Facebook. Of course, you can stay connected on Facebook at Chris Brown On Air on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's talk about 2016 for just a moment. What is it that you're wanting to accomplish in 2016? Hopefully, you've put some thought on this by now. I mean, folks, we're 18 days in. Do you have the finances to do it? Is a lack of savings or debt holding you back? This is your year to get control. You need a plan. And of course, that plan is Financial Peace University. And maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Christmas bills are starting to pile up. You don't know how to pay off your debt or stop your spending habits. The biblically based money principles of Financial Peace University are practical and will allow you to get out of debt, to save for the future, and to give like no one else. And no matter where you are in your journey, 2016 is your year to get your finances in order. I know for me, I'm in a pretty good place in my financial journey, but I'm still enrolling in Financial Peace University, and my first class starts tomorrow night. Go to stewardship.com, again, that's stewardship.com, to find out more information and to enroll in a class today.
If you'd like to ask Chris a question, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
I got an email here from Scott. Of course, you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. It says, hey, Chris, I'm 53 years old and have $260,000 invested in a company stock in my 401k. I know you don't recommend single stock, but I would lose $70,000 on the cost basis if I were to move it at this point. It is in an oil field company, so I don't anticipate it to break even for a while. What would you recommend in this situation? And thanks for your advice. Scott, I would leave it there and treat it as gravy. I would treat it as extra. When you're talking about your investment portfolio, you want to continue to do that 15% towards long-term diversified funds. And this company stock is just extra. You want to really try to have a goal to get that less than 10% of your portfolio. And congrats, Scott. That's a nice little chunk of change there. Very, very good. You want $260,000. Your goal when you go to retire is that would be close to 10% of your portfolio. So you got some catching up to do on the diversified funds. But good question. Treat it as extra or treat it as gravy. This next call comes in from St. Louis, Missouri. This is Josh. Josh, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too. How can I help you?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background before I ask my question. My family and I were completely debt-free, but we don't own a home. We just rent.
Mm-hmm.
We're saving 50% for retirement. We have some 529s for our two children, but we're saving cash to purchase a house.
Yeah.
We're not going to purchase until I retire from the military, which is at least 6 years, could be 16 years.
Okay.
So far we've saved $50,000 and we're just sitting in a savings account.
Okay.
Making, as you know, next to nothing.
Yeah.
So my question is, would it be better? Could we make it do more work if we put it a large portion or half of that money into the kids' college funds, the 529s, and then, you know, let it do more work there?
A couple things going on here. I would separate the idea of college funding and house funding, separate those two, and I wouldn't ever intermingle those. However, because your purchase of your home is so far away, what you said, 6 years?
At least.
Yeah. So right around that time, 5 to 7 years is where I would say take it out of the liquid account, take it out of the money market account, and put it into mutual funds. I wouldn't put it into a 529 or an ESA. I'd put it into mutual funds and keep that in it, because it's going to do more over those 6 years. And by that time, you the probability of you recouping the fees of the managing of the mutual funds is going to surpass the 0.12% that you're getting in your bank. That's what I would do. Just make sure this $50K that you have for this house is above and beyond your emergency fund, that you still have an emergency fund also.
It is.
Okay, good. Good. Now, the school funding issue is a totally separate issue. And, you know, whether you're doing that, you know, separate, or you hold off on that for a few years or whatever you want to do there, is a separate deal. But the whole ideas are two separate things. I wouldn't put a house fund into a 529 for the idea of it yielding more results for a house fund.
Sure. My thought was more just to basically take my house fund all the way back down to zero and then just put that money into their college to basically check that box to be done with their college funding, because it should grow to enough, plus that in my GI Bill.
For me, it's up to your priorities. I don't like that priority. I like taking care of my house and my shelter and taking care of making sure that that's settled before I start worrying about college funding.
Okay.
Because, just priority-wise, shelter comes before the schooling, in my opinion. But, it depends on your priorities. Now, the folks who are familiar with the baby steps with Financial Peace University, obviously we have this thing called Baby Step 3B, which is where you put down a down payment on a house. When you're talking about cash, you're actually talking about, when you're paying for it in cash, you're talking about Baby Step 6, comes after. Are you familiar with the baby steps at all?
I am, definitely.
Okay. So that's why this call is unique, is because you're going back and forth between 3B and 6, while 5 is in the middle there with the school funding. So that's why this call is unique. But for me, the shelter comes before the schooling.
Okay.
Well, Josh, does that answer your question?
Definitely.
Oh, good. Well, we appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Got an email here from Jeremy. Chris, I want to thank you for your ministry and how it's impacted my life the last several months. My wife and I took FPU summer of 2014. More recently, I have seen how powerful the message is and how transforming it can be. I felt a tug in my heart to get more involved. The former FPU coordinator recently moved and an open slot became available. I could not deny the passion brewing in my heart about FPU, and therefore will be taking over that position for the first time. Prayer is unleashing God's power, and I will need His power in my life and in the new role. I want to ask you specifically for prayer, that I would not be afraid to share my passion with those that will be attending. I'm excited about this new opportunity and how God will be working. Thank you. So great to hear you all owning this message, not just listening, but owning it. Very, very cool. Folks, call us if you are interested and, taking that step, just like Jeremy did. Very, very cool. Now, folks, remember, stewardship.com has all the details for signing up for a Financial Peace University class. And join me tomorrow as we'll be talking through Baby Step 2. Research shows us that lots of us are in Baby Step 2, which is to get out of debt and stay out of debt. How to do that well and how to do that most efficiently. The debt snowball. What goes into the debt snowball? How does that work? We're going to talk about that tomorrow. So let's, of course, stay in touch with Chris Brown on air on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And listen, I want you to be encouraged as we sign off for the day. Chrissy Hollins wrote a Facebook post on my Facebook page. And check this verse out. Maybe it's been a while since you've heard this verse. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans 8:38. and 39. Folks, it has been a pleasure. God bless you.